I can't do this. I hesitated on the threshold of the bar, taking in the teeming mass of bodies on the dance floor, the sense of stale beer and deep-fried chicken wings, and the ear-splitting shriek of Cotton-Eyed Joe playing over tinny speakers. Bile rose in my throat, bringing with it the taste of the multiple virgin margaritas my best friend Isla had made me drink to warm up for the start of a new year at Chicago's Havencrest University. I'd missed the tradition the previous fall when I'd been away on a medical leave of absence, and now everything in the room screamed that I didn't belong. "Yes, you can." Isla grabbed my hand and dragged me through the crowd. Steamworks was a typical college bar decorated in Havencrest's purple and gold, with pictures of sports teams and pennants on the walls, and a reclaimed iron bell hanging over the bar. The recreation area consisted of a cramped space along one side where a pool table had been jammed precariously close to the dartboard. A raised stage for live music and a generous dance floor took up another corner. I hadn't been to the bar since freshman year, but it still had the same upbeat vibe. "I didn't drag your sorry ass all the way back from Colorado just to fill the empty room in my apartment," she continued as we zigzagged around the scattered tables and chairs. "You promised you'd help me land my fangirl crush while we try to get your mind off your basketball tryout on Monday, and I'm holding you to it. Maybe my fantasy guitar player has a friend." "I don't have time for hookups." I had to raise my voice so she would hear me over the buzz of the crowd. "I need to stay focused. I have to get back on the team, Iz. I have one chance to get my basketball career back on track. I really shouldn't even be out tonight." I stumbled after her, still struggling to get used to walking in heels after my accident. I was okay in running shoes, but heels required a whole new level of coordination. Still, I'd been determined to dress up for my first night out in over 18 months. I'd hidden the scars on my legs under a pair of skinny denim jeans that I'd paired with a new carbon black lace camisole, big hoop earrings, and lots of bracelets. Instead of my usual ponytail, I'd left my long dark hair loose. Isla said I'd never looked hotter, but I missed my skirts and dresses. "It's Friday night, party night," Isla pleaded as she squeezed us into the only two empty chairs at the bar. "I need you to dazzle him with your music knowledge or I won't have a shot." With a head full of dark, bouncy curls, a round, cheerful face, and an undying sense of optimism reflected in her wide, caramel-colored eyes, Isla was impossible to resist. She was loud, upbeat, and lived her life without a filter, pretty much the opposite of me. I would never have imagined we'd become besties when we found ourselves assigned to the same dorm room freshman year, but we complimented each other. Isla had a way of unleashing my wild side, and I had a way of keeping her calm. "I'm not going back on my promise," I assured her. "You want the lead guitarist of the Jethro Tully Band in your bed? I'll do my best to get him for you." "I need some liquid courage first." "You had three liquid courages before we came here," I pointed out. "You need to be semi-sober so you don't go all fangirl and make him think you're a groupie who only wants sex." "I am a groupie who only wants sex," she said. "But he's not going to know that because you're going to lure him in with music talk and then I'll do what I do best."
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.